colourful pictures of young faces constantly changing in split screen. An astronaut, a racing driver, and someone taking a photo. BBC, My Life. A small girl painting a picture.
People said it was just an army practice when hundreds of tanks approached our borders. No one seemed to believe that Russia would actually invade my country. But on the 24th of February, 2022, that's what happened.
I heard my parents running around the house, and then I felt this punch, like a wave from the explosion.
My mom, she say, "Sasha, wake up because a war starts." I was very scared because I think I die.
My name is Anna, and I live in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. I want to tell you about a few of us forced to flee from our homes. Sofia escaped by car.
It was quite scary. It felt like I was robbed, like my soul was being taken from me.
Sasha escaped by plane. Lera had just minutes to get away.
I was crying, but I got myself together. We packed, jumped in the car, and left.
Maria rushed by train to reach the border.
Things have drastically changed for my life and the life of my family.
And me, I wanted to stay, but I had to leave too.
So I kissed my dad goodbye. That was the worst moment in my life.
Our parents were forced to make life-changing decisions.
My mom said we must run from Ukraine.
Our worlds turned upside down.
I try not to cry, but my mom cry every day.
We have to live with the choices made for us.
But I miss my dad.
We each have a different story, but we have one thing in common. We are all children of Ukraine, and Ukraine will always be home.
Ukraine, my home. Anna waving, then riding a pony.
My favorite things to do before the war were gymnastics, swimming, and traveling around Kyiv, because it's very beautiful. But when the war started, my life changed forever.
I was terrified because what if Russians come there? What if my dad goes to the army? When we heard the alarm, we rushed to the basement. Alarm is a very loud sound. It tells you that Russians are near your house and they can bombard you whenever they want. I couldn't go anywhere except the basement. And that was really hard.
10 hours drive away in Odessa, Sofia's town was under attack.
My parents moved us to the basement because they were afraid for us. The basement was very small. We had this tiny window.
My brothers read a lot of news, but I said to them, we read books and watch films, listen to music. I want them to think about something else.
But none of us know what will happen next. Are we safe or should we run? Sasha lived not far from me in Nizhyn, but he had no basement and nowhere to hide.
When the war started, my school was bombed. My mom wake up me, she say, leave Ukraine now because war starts.
Only children and moms were taken because men should stay at home.
A teary-eyed woman looking out of the window as her train departs a station at night.
In Odessa, things were getting worse. Sophia was no longer safe. Her mom made a life-changing decision.
At 8 in the morning, we were woken up and told we are leaving.
When you know you may never return, what do you take and what do you leave behind?
I have just an hour. I take with me winter clothes, my books, all my books.
Sophia and her brothers had no idea where they were going. They had never even left Ukraine before.
Lights being switched off in windows.
In Kyiv, all around me, people were leaving.
Two figures with a dog passing beneath a bare tree at night. Lera.
We woke up at 4 a.m. because of the explosions close to our house. Me and my mom were both scared.
I was crying, but I got myself together. We packed, jumped in the car and left.
But the nightmare was far from over. At home, we had less food and the attacks were getting worse.
I heard explosions outside my house. I had a very big headache every day because I didn't eat enough.
My parents heard of a bus that could take me to a hiding place, but we had to be quick.
We had 2 hours to pack our bags. We could have only 2 suitcases. So I took that doll because that would remind me of my home, of my dad. We arrived to the bus stop. Mom was crying and that was the worst moment in my life. So I kissed my dad goodbye and hopped on the bus. The driver told us not to eat or drink because we didn't have time for a toilet. We didn't want to bump into Russians.
We slept overnight in different underground places.
They just said that we're going to the countryside to a safe place. My first impression was we are safe and there were no sirens. We lived 20 people in a room. There were about 100 people. I made a lot of friends there.
But it was not home. And I wanted my dad there too. When she was in Ukraine, Lera was an elite gymnast. But when the war broke out, she and her mom fled to Kent in England to stay with a sponsor.
In the beginning, we liked it here. We were like tourists. I miss my life as a gymnast so much. It's who I am. But I can't do gymnastics here in the same way. At home, we live in a big house with a big garden. I miss everything about my home. I miss my bed, I miss the smell, I miss the walls, I miss my friends. I don't have any friends here. Of course, Ukraine is at war. But I miss my home, and I miss it so much. So we have a really difficult choice to make. Do we stay or do we go back to Ukraine?
People dragging luggage along a roadside.
Since the invasion, over 5 million Ukrainians have escaped to Poland.
Women and children queuing.
Pop-up schools have been set up for children who've left everything they know behind them. And Maria is one of them.
Moving here was a bit stressful. It was a bit hard adapting to my new life here because, first of all, I don't know Polish, so meeting new friends was a bit stressful at the beginning.
Today, here. Maria is in English, one of her favorite classes.
I would like you to write several wishes to your classmate. Okay, you don't know, it must be anonymous, you know? I wish you to achieve all you want. I wish you to fall in love, to find family, to return to Ukraine, whatever. Okay.
I wish peace and love.
Oh, somebody wishes you peace and love. Very good, actually, guys. Very positive.
I hope you feel better.
Also very good wish.
So this is a piece of art we all created. I never thought I would be living in Poland. I didn't know my plans would be so different.
The war has changed our futures, but we won't let it control who we are.
I think Ukraine will always be my home.
In an artwork, the O in the word home is replaced with a map of Ukraine.
The night Sasha escaped, he made it to Poland too, but his mom wanted to go even further. A family in Somerset heard all about them and offered to be their sponsor.
Here's Russia and then Ukraine is here.
Feeling like really good that we're helping people who are like in danger.
We were driving to meet them. Like, ooh, what are they going to be like? What if they don't like me?
Sasha and his mom, Kristina, made headline news around the world.
Now, more than 200,000 British families here have offered a spare room to house refugees. Oscar, just tell me what you told your mum, why it was really important to you that it was actually Kristina and Sasha particularly that came over.
It feels great to have Sasha over because now I have someone to play with. My sisters don't really play with me that much.
The normal people that live in this house is me, my mum, Natalie, my soon-to-be stepdad, James, my sister, Eleanor, and my brother, Oscar. And then we have a dog called Hope.
Oh, my gosh, I am a hero of my time.
It must have been strange for Sasha. He didn't have any brothers or sisters. He just had a dog called Lucy. But Lucy wasn't allowed in the country. She had to go into quarantine.
I really miss Lucy. I can't sleep normally. If she's not here, I cannot sleep.
I think that Sasha loves all the pets because, like, probably because he misses Lucy.
Now I show you guinea pigs. 4 guinea pigs, 2 hamsters and 1 dog. Oh, this.
Sasha cuddles a guinea pig.
It's my favorite muffin. One oldest peanut, he runs here. It's cupcake hiding.
I think the most challenging thing is how they can't really speak our language.
You could get the
translator.
What did you know about England before you came here?
Nothing. Before I came in England, I think here is broken houses and little food, little water, but when I come here is so perfect.
But not everything is perfect.
I miss my dad. I talk to James a lot, but he's not my dad. Sometimes I talk to my dad. He says my mom and me must look after each other.
When you talk to Sasha about his dad, his face kind of like changes and he's a bit more like sad.
I try not to cry, but I'm like a rock. But sometimes I cry about my dad. My mom cry like every day.
Driving through snowy forest.
It is now 3 days since Sofia left her dad behind.
Dad told us very firmly that he was going to stay in Ukraine and guard our home. He's not on his own there. He has our cat.
Sofia and her brothers spent 28 hours queuing at the border, but things were about to get tougher, even for a family who love an adventure.
My mom really loved to travel, and because of that, we love to explore new places. This is our car. We call it Tuxi. I always get to sit in the front because I'm DJ, I'm GPS, and I'm the oldest. This is the boot. It looks pretty big, but if there are five people stuff, you need more space. We traveled more than 3,700 miles in this car.
When we were driving through the mountains and the snow was getting heavier, my mom said it was getting dangerous. We came to a small town and my mom asked the first person she saw for help. 10 minutes later, we were pulled up by a family. We stayed with 16 families in 16 houses. We drove through 9 countries across Europe. At some moments, we just stopped at the petrol stations, just to sleep.
Sasha blowing a trumpet.
So today in Ukraine, it's actually Easter, and they have it at different timings. Christina has been cooking lots of cool cakes and stuff.
It looks amazing.
This is the Ukrainian egg.
Cracking golden eggs.
We broke eggs like we do in Ukraine. That day I began to feel really at home because we brought Ukraine to England.
In Ukraine, what is Happy Easter?
Щасливого Великодня.
Будемо.
Sofia is finally close to the end of her journey.
An animated car crosses southern England into Wales.
Someone has invited us to share his home in Cardiff. We're so happy.
And we are finally going to school again.
I always dreamed of studying in the UK. I just never thought it would be because of the war.
Very nervous. New school? Oh, more people, more new people. But everything will be okay.
Heading off to school that day felt like the new start Sofia needed. But she has no idea that more trouble lies ahead.
Sasha on a trampoline.
Sasha is starting to settle into his new home.
And if you like this very good, you need jump like this. I want to see the plane. Oh, two planes!
But when you've seen bombs falling from the sky, it can be hard to forget about it.
Oh, again, helicopter.
Throwing a ball for a dog.
Mom and Dad buy for me Lucy. And first time I saw Lucy, I scream and say, I have a dog! Again, plane.
Today, there is some good news for a change.
The canal called my mom and said we can go and get my dog Lucy.
Having Lucy back will make them feel much more happy and more like home.
I'll show you Lucy. It's my Lucy baby. When Lucy home, it's like a real home.
Sasha!
What?
Yeah.
Now, for me, Oscar, it's brother.
3, 2, 1.
Elena, for me, middle sister. Amelia, it's my bigger sister. It's now, like, for me, new family.
3, 4.
I don't want to go anymore in Ukraine. But I miss my dad.
A photo of Sasha with his dad.
In my hideaway, I thought about my own dad every day.
Will he survive or will our house survive?
We were there for 2 months. I thought that we will be stuck here forever. As soon as Russian tanks left Kyiv, we decided to go home. When I saw my Kyiv, I was struck. There weren't any people or cars, and a lot of buildings were ruined. People in the bus were very upset and crying. Kyiv felt like it was dead. It was really important to go home for us, because when you text your grandparents or your dad, you don't see them. And when you just hug them, you feel better. I think after they straighten up things in Kyiv, there will be more buildings, more trees, more everything. I feel positive about the future.
A green shipping container on a raised platform.
Sophia's family have had some bad news.
School was okay, but it seems like as soon as one problem is solved, another one comes. After a few weeks, the sponsor said that we need to leave.
With no other sponsors coming forward offering a home, Sophia, her mom and 3 brothers have been given emergency housing in a converted shipping container, like this one.
It's much bigger and lighter than the container we were in. We have the door here, small door. When we come in, we have the little bathroom here. We have the room when my mom and me sleep. We're very small. It's hard to find another sponsor because we are a very big family, 5 people. We don't have space for our clothes, and it's very difficult to have a dinner or breakfast because we need to eat on our beds. I have so much to worry about. Ukraine, my home, dad, my friends, how to live in a new country with a new language, and what will happen with me tomorrow. Sometimes we forget about this, but everyone needs to understand that a lot of children grow up very, very early. For me, when I'm trying to forget about all this news, I'm just reading books. It's like you read about other characters, you can be other characters and live their lives, not yours.
Having 5 people living in just 2 rooms is not easy. But today, the sun is out, and so is Sophia. Not far from the container, there is a whole new world to explore.
Sophia running around in an open space.
This was really nice to feel like a child again, even for a few hours.
A red tram in a city.
In Kyiv, everyday life has changed. It's not safe to go to school, so we study online.
Some of my classmates are in Poland, Italy, Israel. I've made some new friends with children who've seen some horrible things, how people were killed, how buildings were ruined. I tried to support them, and we tried to play games where we just forget about the war and just be in the moment. I'm trying to make them forget the horrible things they've seen, but that's impossible. There are things we can't do anymore because of the war. We can go only to local shops, because in the big shops, they can throw a bomb there. In some parks, there are mines. We never know what's around the corner.
Lera is missing her old life in Ukraine and has made the most difficult decision of her life. she wants to go home.
It took us a long time to decide, but we're going home. Home is where I find my inspiration and I can relax.
I cannot find it here.
I miss my best friend. I have not told her. I'm coming home. I know my mum is worried.
Lara and her mum travelling in the back of a car.
It is very hard for her.
Lara getting luggage out of the back at an airport. Now travelling through a city, then throwing her arms around a teenage boy.
I felt so good to see my brother and to be in my own home. And when I saw my best friend, I knew I had made the right decision.
Bombs exploding in the distance.
But within days of Lara's return, the bombing has started again. Will she be safe here? Will any of us be safe?
The bomb can shoot our house. If we are in the basement, we will be protected. But the basement can be ruined too. And that's what we were afraid of.
But I have my family close by, and that's what matters most.
My mom's going to sleep with me tonight. I'm afraid to stay all by myself in my room. I'm going to switch on my nightlight.
So tonight I can just dream. That one day, when we children become grown-ups, we will make better decisions about peace and friendship. And the world will be a happier place.
I hope that one morning I'll wake up and Mom would say,
"The war is over."
Lara escaped to Poland with her mum. She is competing in gymnastics again. Sophia's family now have their own two-bedroom flat in Cardiff. Sasha has started at school. Maria is still enjoying English lessons in Poland. Anna is at home in Kyiv with all her family.